It's Thursday, the day we read from your letters, many of which concerned a commentary by Joe Leconte on how Jesus might regard the regime of Saddam Hussein. Leconte suggested that he might be with President Bush on the issue.
Well, many of you were appalled, outraged, and dismayed by those remarks. Kenneth DeRue of Juneau, Alaska, tells us he doesn't get easily upset, but he'd never been more outraged. This is supposed to be opinion. It was a religious exhortation and an extreme one, presented under the thinnest veneer of some connection to the news.
Reverend Dr. Stephen Hamilton Wright of the First Presbyterian Church in Wausau, Wisconsin, thought the essay was nothing if not bizarre. The professor cannot mean that a massive military invasion is in any way parallel to Christ's methods for rebuking and resisting evil. He worked not with weapons, but by speaking a powerful word of truth before which evil and illness fled. He specifically rebuked his own disciples for picking up a sword when he was being threatened. The commentary was an exercise in magnificent misinterpretation.
Snigdha Prakash's story on the off-label use of the drug Neurontin also elicited a good deal of listener response, including mail from people who have found the drug helpful.
Dr. James Lipstate in Lafayette, Louisiana, says he's seldom heard or read such an example of biased reporting. I believe the pharmaceutical companies have a duty to keep practicing physicians informed of the latest in research on drugs, whether on-label or off, as long as the research is reputable. Included in that responsibility is the reporting of trials both positive and negative. No doubt, on occasion, there are failings, and clearly some drugs which initially demonstrate potential benefits later prove to be disappointments. But to tar an entire industry?
Dr. Susan Louisa Montauk, who teaches medicine at the University of Cincinnati, writes that she's been researching the literature on the pharmaceutical industry, the FDA, and off-label indications for the last 6 months.
She says that our report was important, but she is concerned listeners might get the impression that off-label use is always inappropriate. Much to the contrary, she writes, without off-label use, we would be unable to prescribe more than half of the medications we do now for children. She goes on, many relatively successful therapies for AIDS-related conditions have been, or still are, off-label.
And on another matter, David Tanner of Dublin, Ohio, chastises me for calling Reznicek's Donna Deanna Overture a piece which, let's face it, suffers from the oblivion to which Sergeant Preston has been consigned of late. He writes, I listen to NPR for its intelligence and cultural awareness. That chatty slam was ignorant. If you think the Donna Deanna Overture is in oblivion, you need to go hear a great symphony orchestra play this. You'll find it quite alive and exciting.
Send us your corrections and comments via email to atc@npr.org. And please remember to tell us where you're writing from and how you pronounce your name. This is NPR, National Public Radio.